When you see a man who is sold out, there are three witnesses that his life conveys. The first is that he's a separated man. The second is that he's a surrendered man. And the third is that he's a sanctified man. A man who is not separated will not be sold out for God and to God. He will be a custodian of the will and the interest of many spirits. So the empowerment of that man will not reflect God's purpose. It will reflect the purpose of many other spirits. So much so that God will be obscured in the civilization that he will build. You know, when Jesus was about to be empowered in Matthew chapter 4, the devil had no problem with the empowerment of Jesus, but the devil wanted to add his own. So when Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit, what Jesus would have been building would have been God and other spirits. So Jesus had to be separated from everything the devil offered to be able to bring a witness that is pure and a witness that was approved in heaven. Remember, the work of Jesus was not vetted on earth. It was vetted in Zion. That's why in Hebrews 9:14, he said, he through the eternal spirit entered the tabernacle of heaven once and for all to procure for us eternal salvation. So it was in heaven his work was vetted. If he was not separated, that work would not have been approved of the Father. So a man who is not separated can be powerful, can be rich, but he will build a system that will not only be God. So when you enter into that system, you will touch things that are not God. That's why God is careful to ensure that men are separated before he can use them to build his government. The second thing is that a man must be surrendered. If a man is not surrendered, he will never attain to his fullest potentials in God. So the goal of surrender is to get you to maximize your potentials in God, so that everything Jesus died for you to be, you will manifest before you leave this realm. Without absolute surrender, maximizing potential will be impossible. So God insists on total surrender. And the third is sanctification. Without sanctification, a man cannot function by the strength of God. The strength of God is what builds the systems of God. You can't build a divine system with human abilities. It is the ability of God working in a man that builds the government of God. So God is able to do through a man who is separated and surrendered, because upon that man is the government of God. So sanctification is to enable you function by the grace, the ability of God in its purest form. This is why you are not sold out until you are separated, until you are surrendered, and until you are sanctified. As a way of introduction this morning, let me begin by telling us what the earth is for. Why was the earth created? Because, like I said yesterday, if you don't know why the earth was created, you will roam around the earth and you will think you came here to be satisfied. The Bible said in Revelation chapter 4 verse 11, when the 24 elders were worshipping God, you know, the heavenly realms are in different cadres. You can be in heaven and still be limited in knowledge, because breaking news is a different realm. If you study Revelation chapter 5, when John was in heaven, John was weeping. The reason John was weeping was because John was not in tune with the breaking news. news of heaven. And John's frustration in heaven was a product of what he heard a strong angel saying. So even the strong angel was limited. The Bible said he heard a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is able to open the books and to loose the seals thereof. He said no man was found worthy. He didn't know that a man has already been found, because the man that was found before the foundation of the world. His name is Jesus. But you see, the angel was in heaven. He was a strong angel, but he was not aware. Somebody may be crying and saying he's frustrated. The reason is because you are not in sync with breaking news. You may be crying, talking about your frustration, your poverty, your pains, your sickness. If you were able to go higher, you will see that that thing has been taken care of. So John was in heaven crying. But he said, one of the elders came to him. They weep not. He said, behold, I see from the higher scale. This angel is a strong angel, but he can't see from where I see. Now I give you permission to see from where I see. He now said, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, he had prevailed. He's not prevailing. He has already prevailed. But the problem is, where you are operating from, you can't see it. Now, my point is this. One of these elders that have the greatest wisdom, the greatest access in heaven, they were the ones telling us why God created all things. Because you have to go deep in wisdom to understand the meaning and the essence of things. If you receive money, for example, you may not know what it's meant for. So God bless you with 10 million. Now say, oh boy, I don't hammer. That car you were longing for 3 years ago, you will now run and buy it for 8 million. The reason is because you have not gone higher. If you go higher, you will discover the purpose for the 10 million car was not inside. So you go deeper to access essence and meaning, and the greatest custodians of essence and meaning apart from the Holy Ghost are the 24 elders. And they began to talk to us by their wisdom. They said, all things were created for thy pleasure. So the earth and the inhabitants of the earth were not created for themselves. So it will teach you that you are not here for yourself. You are here to give pleasure to God. Now the question is, how will you give pleasure to God? Genesis chapter 1, from verse 26 to 28, say, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. And he said, let them have dominion. And he said what? God blessed them. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. So the reason God put man here was to have dominion. But what is the dominion God is talking about? Is it just for the man to be big and strong? No. The dominion God spoke about is for the man to extend his invisible government into the visible realm. So the reason man is walking the face of the earth is to establish the government and the rulership of God on the face of the earth. So everything God gives you is a tool for establishing what? The government and the rulership of God on the face of the earth. What is the government of God? The government of God is the will of God expressed by his wisdom through his power. The will of God expressed by his wisdom through his power. So you know what God wants, and then you articulate God's wisdom to bring it to pass. Because God is not only interested in winning, there is a how by which God wants to win. If you do what God wants to do and you don't do it how God wants it, you can be disqualified. So God wanted sacrifices on the high places, but he wanted the prophet Samuel to do it. But Saul came and said the people were troubling him. So he went and carried out the same sacrifice, the way it should be carried out, but not by what or the how that God wanted. God wanted Samuel to do it. And Samuel said, if you you had waited, your kingdom would have been established forever. So it's not just about the will of God, it's about the wisdom of God for enacting the will of God. And then in enacting the will of God by the wisdom of God, you need the power and the ability of God to do it. As I am preaching now, if my preaching is predicated on oratory, you can't be blessed. Because my oratory will fascinate you, but the mountains of your life will remain there. Because it's the ability of God that will remove the mountain. So I can come here and talk to you about healing intelligently. You will go back with your sickness. But if I have the ability of God, you will not only know about healing, your sicknesses will be removed. That's why the government of God should be established by the ability of God. So when a man articulates the will of God and then begins to express it by the wisdom of God through the energy of God, that man is exercising and bringing the government of God to be earth. That is the only man that pleases God. That's the only man that brings pleasure to God. That's the only man that understands why he's walking on the face of the earth. If you don't know this, everything you have is a waste. This is why we don't just come declaring breakthrough over people. Because some people receive breakthrough and they build the clubs where the young girls of this city go to dance. And many of them are disflowered. And many of the young ladies that were disflowered were supposed to be the Deborahs of this city. So because one man is blessed, he dethroned 30 Deborahs. So before we begin to declare the breakthrough, we must know why. So when you check your life by time, the question you should ask yourself is, what is the will of God that is finding expression on earth today because I'm on earth? Because if you can't find one, it means you're not on earth. You're already in Hades. He said they that live for pleasure are dead, even while they are walking. So the man can be walking on earth, but in the realm of God, he's not on earth. He's already a dead man. That's why I said there's a way spirits define things. For example, God said men ought always to pray. So if you are a man, from the realm of God, you are not a man because you have nose and two eyes and two ears. From the realm of God, you are a man if you are praying. If you are not praying, then maybe you are an amoeba. Because God's definition are not biological, they are spiritual. So if a man cannot bring a divine agenda to the face of the earth, everything he has is a waste.
You were blessed by the message you just listened to and wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior. Kindly repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email on amodiscipleship@gmail.com or reach us on our website, orocomichael.com, to enable us to reach you and afford us the privilege to disciple you. God bless you.